Hello and welcome to Zafuto on Air episode 6. And today we're going to be discussing things that we can do to fill our time, not necessarily to keep us busy, but to enhance the time that we're spending alone and with loved ones within the walls of our own home. So, not in any specific order, these are 10 things that I've been doing to help keep myself inspired and entertained. Also, getting family involved in these activities helps too. Number one is to read. This is a luxury that I don't find myself usually having enough time to really enjoy. And reading is something that I do love to do. So whether it's on a book, an iPod, a phone, take some time to enjoy that you don't have to rush off to the next activity. I was finding that I was having to limit my time, for example, setting a timer in the morning for 10 or 20 minutes of reading so that I would make sure to get on to the next task and get out of my house on time for the day. I also would carry a book around with me all day, every day, because someone once told me that you should do that. You never know when you're going to be stuck in a moment where you need something to do or you need to wait patiently. You just need a companion, and a book is a great companion. So I'm enjoying this reading time. Not to mention that if you are with a few other people in your home, you can make this a reading circle. Children's books are even more fun for adults, and you can take turns reading pages or chapters of the book, and it's quite entertaining. Number two is most of us have an appliance or two in our cupboards that have never been used or we rarely get to use. For us, it's a juicer, and my son really enjoys helping out with that. So it's a healthy, nutritious snack, and it's vibrant with colors. You get to be creative in choosing your fruit or veggies that you put into the juicer. So take some time maybe to play around with something in your cabinet that you haven't used. Maybe it's a waffle maker or dehydrator. I thought I had one of those, but it ended up not being that, so I was a little bummed. But you may have something in there that could help you keep entertained as well as have a healthy, nutritious and tasty snack. Something else, number three, that I have really, really enjoyed is creating a consistent meditation and exercise habit. So every day for myself, I know that I will do at least 20 minutes of meditation. I've implemented a run this third week, and I will have at least 30 minutes of exercise and even at least 30 minutes of a yoga practice. This is not easy on a regular basis when you're running around with children or taking care of your own personal needs. Your work, for example, can keep you away from that. Even working in a club, in a gym, a health facility as I do, it is very difficult to find time to get your own physical activity in. So find that this is offering you the time to get back into that. Self-determination, a driven exercise routine that can really help you stay on course mentally and physically. So we're going to say that's 3 and 4. Meditation is thrown in there. There's no time like the present to get into it. Yard work. So some of us may not have a green thumb. I've been known to kill a plant or two. But it is nice to even rake some leaves, prune the grass, find something in the yard that maybe you've been wanting to do. Maybe there's a plant that needs some love, extra care, tree trimming. Anything that can get you out into the yard to see and feel the earth is rather grounding and very helpful. Housework, as boring as that may sound, is another task. I'm sure we all have things that we look at on a regular basis and say, if I had the time, I would ... fill in those dots and go for it. If you have the materials at home or if it's something you can order, take charge. Have a little experiment. Have some playtime and create. Phone calls, dinosaur, right? So phone calls, not many people engage in phone conversations anymore. This is a great opportunity to do that. I myself am not a phone person, never have been, but I have been picking up the phone at least
Once a day, I'm trying to make some phone calls, and people on the other end will be loving the fact that they have someone to speak to. So make someone's day, and when you get off the phone, you'll probably feel a little lighter and a little better about it too. Letters. Letters are even far, far farther away from our mental notes these days, right? Who writes a letter? With the hand in a pen anyways. Maybe we type something up and we send an email. But letters are very cherished by the people who receive them. And I know I love to receive things in the mail other than junk. So maybe take a pen and paper out, maybe a crayon, a marker, maybe a drawing from your child to a grandparent. Help them do that. It can be really helpful and can really touch the heart. Wash the car. This is something that can probably be done in your front yard. Not to waste water, of course, but when needed, we do need to take care of our vehicles. And it's something that gives us physical activity as long as responsibility in hand, right? Something we need to do, whether we take it to a drive-through, car wash, or someone to do it by hand, we can now take that into our hands and do that. And this is might be one of my favorites, is cook with intention. Again, we oftentimes are just throwing things in a pot, in a microwave, in a crock pot, without really knowing or thinking about what we're doing. This is a great, great time to really look at the food that you're cooking. As you cut it, as you mix it, as you season it, see the beauty in the food, thank the people who have produced it or gotten it to the store or grown it. Thank the food itself for nourishing the body and really take pride in what it is that you're putting together for you and maybe your family. As corny as it sounds, it does add taste. The love and the way that it's presented, the way that it's made, does add an element of taste to the food. So everyone will enjoy the food a little more, and you can have a more happy heart, smiley heart, knowing that you prepared the food with love. Hopefully these will help you stay inspired, stay moving, stay breathing, stay smiling. Till next time.